2HXS mobile listening.
KB2HXS, tower to 4NGU.
4NGU, good morning, KB2HXS. Not too much, just heading out to get some equipment and going to go do an install today.
Kind of cloudy, and was cloudy some a good bit yesterday, but the weather app says clear for 10 days. So I don't know, maybe it's not going to result in rain.
Get that rain talk down. I did not bring my 10x10 easy up today. Yeah, I was looking at the weather app as well, and I'm hoping that it kind of it steers away from us if it's anything.
They're supposed to be like, is it supposed to warm back up?
I think it's supposed to be in the 70s today, which will work for me. I'm fine. The air handler's up in the attic today, so I'm going to be up there having a lot of fun.
Digging out my parents' yard, widening the road, and they got a big hole dug up beside the house and another gas line run. Although their gas is not disconnected, I don't know what they're doing, but they're digging all over the place. It's a good thing we're not touchy like some people are about their yards, man, because they have really made a mess of ours.
The nice thing is when I had my gas line run 2 years ago, CPW came back and they put seed down, they put the hay down and everything. So, you know, they did a good job, you know, patching it back up. And you're right, I'm not super critical. I'm not like some people. You know, a blade of grass gets out of whack and I freak out. You know what? It'll grow back.
And I had Duke Power come out about 2 years ago and they cut a great big tree right at the road. And I mean, cut it down the middle, made the biggest mess. It's a laughing stock just to look at it. And they won't do any more to it. They won't take it completely down. But now I'm afraid it's going to die and some of the limbs are going to fall on cars on the highway. So I've got a guy I'm going to try to get that thing, at least the limbs hanging over the highway, gone. But you wouldn't believe what a mess they've got, what a mess they made.
I can imagine. Well, I'm trying to get CPW. I'm trying to get Greer CPW to come out and trim my trees hanging over my power lines. It's like pulling teeth to get that done.
Well, they trimmed a few limbs that were over the power line, but none underneath that were hanging way out over the highway. But I mean, they split this big tree. I'm talking 65, 70 feet at least. I'll have to run a triangulation on it. But it's in that vicinity anyway and split right down the middle. It's a joke.
Oh, I've seen that kind of stuff in Florida, too. They'll just open it up and they'll cut the tree away from the electric lines and make a big giant V, and it looks silly. You know, some trees are endangered, like in Florida and whatnot. You get the live oaks down there, and you got to be careful. You have to get a permit to cut them down and all this other kind of stuff. And I don't know, some of these tree trimmers up here and these Duke Power and stuff, I don't think they're real arborists. I don't think they really know what the heck they're doing.
And they're subcontractors. They weren't Duke people. But, of course, I got the letter, you know, if you don't let us and anything happens, it's on you. Try to scare you to death. Okay, come out and trim a little bit. You call that trimming?
They did a hack job on it.
Where are you located, Dave? You in Traveler's Rest now, headed to Greenville or on Highway 11?
Actually, I'm on Wade Hampton. Wade Hampton and Super Road.
Just now, you were as strong as the repeater on direct.
Yeah, I run, I have an ICOM 7000 in the vehicle here, and I'm running, I only run about 80% power out of it, run about 40 watts, and I've got I have a Diamond NR770 on a mag mount on top of my vehicle, so it does fairly well. It's a pretty good combination.
I think 50 on this rig, but Diamond makes a good antenna, that is for sure. Everybody's got one. They really seem to reach out. I've got a little crummy thing on this thing. I think it's actually a Comet. It doesn't have a coil on it at all. It's, well, not an enclosed coil. About halfway up, it's got a little coil with four or five turns, so it does 2 meters and 440. It's not much of an antenna, but you're really getting out, man.
Thank you. Well, I'm hill-popping right here. There's a little bit of a rise just past Supro. I'm heading towards Greenville to go to my supplier. Yeah, the antenna that I use is a Diamond NR770, which is something I discovered years ago. It's a no ground plane required antenna. When I was on the road, the top of my tractor, it was a Kenmore T600, the top of the tractor was fiberglass. And I drilled the barrel connector through the fiberglass and mounted the antenna, and it did fantastic. It was a bomb. So I just, I kept it.
Passing the Tigerville Post Office, if you know where that is, just at the foot of North Greenwood University, and I can copy you fine direct up here.
Oh, excellent. Thank you. I really can't look down at the radio right now to hit the reverse and see, but yeah, you sound good into the machine. Everything sounds good this morning, so that's a good thing. I appreciate that.
All right, well, you have a good day, and don't get too hot in that attic. I'm pulling in here, and I need to get on in and get on something this morning, but good to hear you, Dave. W4, never give up, clear.
Yes, sir. W4NGU, KB2HXS. Have a good morning, yeah. We'll talk with you again. 73.